أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. علمه شديد القوى ذو مرة فاستوى وهو بالأفق الأعلى ثم دنا فتدلى فكان قاب قوسين أو أدنى فأوحى إلى عبده ما أوحى. صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after establishing the very important basis of our deen and our shariat, and that is wahi, the speech of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also been included in the wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we discussed the two different modes of revelation or the different kinds of revelation. One is Kitabullah, that is the Quran Sharif, and the other is the Ahadith of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had not spoken anything from his own desires. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, عَلَّمَهُ شَدِيدُ الْقُوَى, the one of extreme strength had taught him, had taught Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The next few ayat, they are two different groups of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum who have interpreted it differently. Some say that these qualities refer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu and others. And other Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum have stated that these qualities refer to Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam. By and large, it seems that most of the ulama have accepted the second interpretation, and that is that these qualities belong to Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam. Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam was the intermediary. He was the messenger from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As far as Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is concerned, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is almighty. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is all powerful. And then the intermediary between Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam, also had a great deal of power, a great deal of might, a great deal of strength. And why is this being narrated? If it is about Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam, that there could have never been any infiltration, there could have never been any interruption by any outside source, any outside force, when Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam had brought the wahi to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Dhu mirra, second quality Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about is that he was the one of power, so extreme strength in all his faculties, and insofar as his power is concerned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, one of extreme power. Fastawa, then he poised himself upright. Now here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is speaking about Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam. When Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam came to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, one was Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the cave of Hira, and then a bit after that Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam appeared to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in his original form, like Allah Rabbul Izzat says, وَهُوَ بِالْأُفُقِ الْأَعْلَى ثُمَّ دَنَا فَتَدَلَّى, that he was on the high horizon, and then thereafter he drew near and he came closer, he came down. In some narrations we find that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was at a place called Batha, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam made his appearance on the horizon, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam looked towards Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam in his original form. 600 wings of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam had completely covered the entire horizon, and at that time Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam then came closer to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, absolutely close. And Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam then revealed the wahi that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent down to Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, or sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to deliver to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala explains the closeness between Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam and our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now this happened on two occasions. The first is spoken about here, and then later in the ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the second occasion when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had seen Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam in his original form. Now he came with this revelation. Some of the narrations indicate it was Surah Muddathir at that time that was revealed. That closeness between Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam is being described. فَكَانَ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ أَوْ أَدَنَا. That Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam had come so close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that the closeness of two bows. Now we know when we speak of a bow and an arrow, most of us have seen a bow, how it looks. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing this, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us closeness, but this will be understood when we look at it as it was prevalent in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When a person takes a bow, the people of those days, when they would have a pledge taken between two individuals, or there was some affinity of love, or there was some relationship and contact between them, pledges, etc., then each person used to take his own bow. The handle side of the bow, the wooden side, so we may say, was kept by that individual, and then the cord side was placed towards the opposite party. And both the parties then would do this, so both will be having their bows, the wooden side towards them, the handle side towards them, and the cords will be towards the other. And these are now two bows that are put next to each other. And this was to show affinity. This was to show the acceptance of a pledge. This was to show closeness. And this is the closeness that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is showing between Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. And then Allah Rabbul Izzah says, O Adana, that they were even nearer to each other than that, or they were even closer to each other than that. فَأَوْحَى إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى. And then at that point in time, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent down to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described the power and the strength of Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam being sent to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah Rabbul Izzat observed this entire scenario. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had seen Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam in his original form, and hence there could have never been any error, any infiltration, any interruption of the wahi that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent down to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.